This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Greece is under a nationwide state of emergency. More than 200 wildfires are sweeping through the country. They've killed close to 50 people in their path and rained ash on the capital, Athens. Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis said the rash of forest fires can't be a coincidence. He suspects arson, and authorities have made at least one arrest. Other European countries are sending in firefighting aircraft, equipment, and firefighters. The deadliest fires rage through southwestern Greece in the mountain villages of the Peloponnese Peninsula. We reached John Soropoulos, editor of the Athens News, near the village of Vrina.
I'm standing on the outskirts of the village of Vrina and looking across a deep valley at a mountainside about a mile away from me as the crow flies. The flames are slowly creeping down, burning what we saw earlier today was mostly pine forest. It's dark now, but there's a full moon and we can see quite clearly what's happening. At the moment, I'm watching an enormous flare-up involving a huge cluster of trees. The sound of it is like the sound of jet engines revving up, the way you hear them when you're approaching the airport from about a mile or two away. The light of it is enough for me to read my notebook by, and I can feel the heat of that fire on my face as I stand here.
Now, what are people doing to get to safety? If people are being asked to evacuate these mountain villages, yet there are flames like that all around, where are they going?
Well, people are leaving in what they hope is a preemptive move and coming back to their houses as soon as the police will allow them to see if they're still standing. And very often they find that the entire house has been burned and they've lost their tractor and their livelihood and their crops and their orchards. And sometimes they're lucky and they come back and the fire has simply moved elsewhere. But it really is a completely unpredictable twist of fate which way the wind is going to blow. Where they stay in the long term is a national problem. The Prime Minister, in a big announcement today, said that one of the top priorities he was going to order the ministers to pay attention to was where to house these people. The others, of course, are how to compensate them for what they've lost and to make absolutely sure that the raised, burnt areas are reforested rather than built upon or misused in some way.
Now, these fires have spread so quickly because it's been so hot and dry there, right?
It is partly a climatic phenomenon, yes. There was very little rainfall and snowfall this past winter across Greece, and across much of the Mediterranean, there's been the same problem. Another environmental reason is that more and more Greeks are living in cities rather than the countryside. Athens at the moment is 5.5 million out of the country's 11. So there are very few people now compared to decades ago actually picking through the forest for firewood and tinder that is now simply piling up. When a fire does strike, it goes out of control very quickly.
John, how have Greek emergency officials been able to handle these forest fires?
They're overwhelmed. They are tired. They are oversubscribed. They are doing everything they can. But the locals are also taking things in their own hands. In this particular area where I am tonight, for example, there haven't been a single emergency vehicle or airdrop all evening and afternoon. Farmers, on their own initiative, filling up the 800-liter tanks on the backs of their tractors and going out to specific points in the fire and squirting them. But it really is a drop in the ocean. They know they can't put the fire out, but they just feel they want to do something.
John Soropoulos is editor of the Athens News. We spoke with him from the village of Vrina. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.